There are I sort of put environmental programs into some buckets based on how they regulate. There are the traditional pollution programs, which everybody's probably heard of. They're aimed at restricting polluting activities. It's the things like the Clean Air Act that require a permit, or the Clean Water Act that require a permit before you discharge wastewater. There's also programs like Superfund or CERCLA that require you to clean up things. There are chemical handling programs, which are aimed at disclosing the types of chemicals or restricting what chemicals can be used. These are things like the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act. It's the TSCA, which the Toxic Substances Control Act, or in perhaps California, Prop 65, that requires warnings about chemicals. And then a third sort of broad category is conservation acts, conservation programs. They're aimed at preserving resources. These are things like the Endangered Species Act, the Wetlands Provision of the Clean Water Act, the National Environmental Protection Act that requires you to evaluate them. And they're important because they all create environmental liabilities or environmental issues. You know, what types of liabilities? Pretty straightforward for some. The cost of compliance. It's very easy. You know, that's a very straightforward, easy to understand. You have obligations to comply. So perhaps you have to buy pollution abatement equipment. Perhaps you have to change your practices or do things differently in order to meet the requirements of environmental law. But perhaps it's also you need a permit, and that cost that requires you to wait a long period of time. In Texas, the permitting process can drag out in many instances beyond what you see in some other jurisdictions. There's the cost of noncompliance. There's civil and criminal and administrative penalties. There's injunctive relief available. There's also the potential for cost of investigation and remediation related to contaminated properties, damages to natural resources, more traditional sort of tort liabilities, the damages to property, damages to people from exposure. But there are also land use restrictions. In other words, the law, environmental law, can make it where what you plan to do with the land is just simply not possible. Perhaps it's the 400-acre development that you plan to lend on that can now only be 300 acres worth of development because 100 acres get to be critical habitat for a species, or they're impacted by wetlands. So when we, but you know, all of these types of liabilities can be a concern, but probably the largest concern that has driven environmental due diligence from about 1980 when it was adopted forward is Superfund or CERCLA. And the reason it is so, I think, critical and what has made it drive all of these issues is that it imposed in 1980 a very different kind of liability. It imposes liability for the cost of investigation and remediation of contamination, as well as for the damages to the natural resources that occur from that contamination. So if you've polluted the river, you'll pay to investigate and remediate it, but you will also pay for the wildlife, the fish, that died perhaps because of that contamination. Liability is strict and without fault. It is also generally joint and several, meaning that perhaps in the context of a bankruptcy, if there are many people that are liable and one of or two of those are bankrupt, that liability can shift to all of those other parties as a general rule. Liability is retroactive. It applies to conditions that existed before the statute was even adopted in 1980. There are extremely limited defenses to CERCLA liability, and there's really no effective statute of limitations. So this is why we see companies getting notices in this century for contamination that happened in the last century. Truly, in this day and age, you may receive a notice for contamination that happened in the 1920s. And that's may not be the rule, but it certainly is possible under the statute and with the way the statute of limitations worked. So who can find themselves in this mess?